You've heard from this president, you've heard from this administration, diversity is our greatest strength.
I believe this nation and this government need to change their whole approach to the issue of racial equity.
And I said, can I get a job as a fireman? And they said, no, because you're not black, Hispanic, or a woman.
Damn, that's a house.
We can't even go to check on their house.
And I'll end all of the Marxist diversity, equity, and inclusion policies across the entire federal government immediately.
It is now official. CNN projects that Donald Trump has been elected president.
Tonight, a major changeup in the corporate world as tech behemoths Amazon and Meta are dialing back their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs.
The world's largest retailer, Walmart, becoming the latest company to walk back diversity, equity, and inclusion programs.
Merit-based hiring is coming back to America, and that's one of the largest shifts we've already seen with Trump winning the presidency. The question is, how do Americans genuinely feel about it? Do they think DEI should have never existed, or do they believe it deserves to be saved? I went all over Manhattan getting very different perspectives, including from the most liberal areas like the Upper East Side. And you'll want to be absolutely sure to stay until you see me walk up to these two friends who disagreed on DEI, and you'll see that it's something the legacy media would never show the American people.
Trump's getting into office and all these companies are rolling back their DEI policies. What's your thoughts on that?
What are my thoughts on the DEI policies?
Yeah, being rebound.
Companies are scared.
Okay.
They don't have a leg to stand up on, and that's why they're rolling things back.
Yeah. Do you think that DEI should be a thing?
I think it should be a thing.
Yeah. And why?
I mean, it allows for diversity, which, like, you wouldn't get otherwise.
And why can't they compete based on merit? Like, what's stopping it from a pure meritocracy?
There's inherent racism in our education system, yeah, which doesn't allow for everyone to compete on the same leg.
Racism in our education system?
In our education system.
Can you explain that?
I don't think there's equal access to, I mean, not just education, yeah, healthcare, but a whole, yeah, bunch of things. Yeah. There isn't equal access to, yeah, I would say, not assets, but not equal access to facilities, to, like, schools are not funded, yeah, the same way across, like, different, like, neighborhoods. Things like that.
Are you from India?
I am from India.
When did you come to America?
2001.
2001. So, if your child though was competing for a job, say software engineering, and a black person got that job and your son didn't, and your son was more qualified, you're okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay. And you're more okay with that because?
Because I don't think, like, my son has access to resources that, like, some kids don't.
Yeah. Okay. So you'd be okay with him being paid less money for a job that he does better?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. That's an interesting perspective, man. I appreciate you. Thank you. It just came out that Amazon and many other top companies just rolled back DEI policies. What are your thoughts on that?
I have no thoughts on that, honestly.
None? Okay.
No thoughts.
Yeah. There's so many people talking about it. I wanted to ask people that are actually working here.
Yeah, we haven't been talking about it, though.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Internally, nobody cares, really?
No. I mean, we care, but we haven't really been talking about it at the job. We just keep it professional here. We don't really talk about stuff like that over here. Whatever happens, happens.
So, I see you're working at Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that people that are not white should get special treatment in hiring?
Nah, I think everything should be the same, man, you know, because at the end of the day, just because our skin color, that don't mean nothing, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we should, everybody come and get together as a unit, you know what I mean? But it's not like that nowadays, you know, it's a new generation. People be, oh, that person, skin color? Nah, man, ain't gotta be like that in life, you know what I mean? You just do what you gotta do. This is me right here, you feel what I'm saying? I got my weight up, you see the 8-pack right there. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes,
but
sir.
You just gotta do what you gotta do out here, you know?
Yeah. Hell yeah, man.
Just like I said, yeah, man. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you.
All right, man.
My name's Nate, man.
Right, Nate?
Great to meet you.
Right.
Yeah. We got some top companies that have rolled back DEI recently. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that you shouldn't base off no color. It's based off your resume, your hardworking person. You deserve this position. That's it. I don't believe it. I don't care what color you is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, if I'm running a business, why would I give a black guy the job when he don't deserve it?
So all these top companies that put a budget specifically for only hiring people of color, you're glad that that's gone now?
Why would you just hire somebody because they that color?
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to hire a person because they deserve it. That don't make no, unless it's you hiring your brother, that's different. But just hire somebody because they white, they black, they pink, they purple, that don't make no sense. Yeah. You basically, your business is going down.
Cheers, man. My name's Nate.
All right, man.
This video is only going to get crazier as we change our location throughout Manhattan. While I show you beautiful footage of Central Park, where we'll go very soon, I want to tell you about Prize Picks, who is supporting today's episode. Prize Picks is the biggest daily fantasy app where you can 25x your money. When I say it's easy to use, I mean you don't actually need to watch a tutorial for how it works like many other apps out there. You could look at today's Vikings vs. Rams game and see that Reichard only needs to hit 2 field goals for the projection to hit. The best part is that if you use code Friedman and put in $5, you don't even need to win to get the $50 bonus. Now let's get back to the streets.
Well, so a lot of the top companies ever since Trump won has like rolled back DEI. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm not familiar. No? I don't want to sound ignorant. What is DEI?
It's like diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's like basically giving like favoritism to people that are non-white and at top companies, basically. Just want to know your thoughts on that.
As a person of color and a minority, I've experienced discrimination and systematic oppression in the workplace as somebody that's professional, graduated, went to school, worked in corporate America. So I know what it feels like on the receiving end. I wasn't aware. It's really sad to hear. I'm not surprised. I think we need to continue advocating, educating ourselves. Like, I didn't even know that was going on. The last few months have just been overstimulating. I mean, I live in the neighborhood and the congestion fee was just imposed.
Yeah.
So being a New Yorker and thriving in the city is already challenging as it is. Plus being a minority and a person of color that's educated, that's trying to, you know, make a living and just have a quality lifestyle, it's challenging. My whole thing as somebody that voted Democrat is, when you say make America great again, when was it great? When there was slavery? Like, when is that again? What is that referring to? It's back in the day. And who was it great for? Yeah. Was it great for people of color that were slaves at some point in time? It wasn't.
So what are your thoughts on major companies rolling back DEI, getting rid of DEI? What do you think about
that? I'm all for it. It's just like, I'm all for it, man. No one should be hired solely based on race. That's racism. If you want to get rid of racism, how can you implement racism?
Yeah. Why do you think this happened? Why do you think companies brought DEI in?
It came down from the Democratic Party. It all comes down from the Democratic Party. It stems down.
Why did they implement this?
Honestly, I just think it was a reaction to the George Floyd situation. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
So they overreacted, I guess.
The person who was in charge of DEI in the fire department was getting paid $400,000.
I was reading that this morning.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
It's mind-boggling. They're getting paid $300,000 and $400,000 a year. These lesbian women that are head of the LA fire department, how did they pass the test? How did these women, in the fire department test, you have to be able to carry a 200-pound man on your shoulder. How do they pass the test? It's all DEI.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, and it hurts the society as a whole.
Yeah.
It hurts society. It needs to be abolished, get rid of, done away with.
Ever since Trump won, these major companies are rolling back DEI policies. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Why does it suck?
Well, I mean, it's so blatant that it's like, well, you know that cartoon that the Washington Post, mm-hmm. you know, the guy was fired for it, the woman was fired for it, I think it was. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's just the blatant oligarchy of the United States is on display.
Okay. And why do you think DEI is needed? Like, why should we have it?
I suppose it gives some sense of fairness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's always bias, but
right.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important, at least to put in the effort.
Yeah. I just spoke to a few black people that said that it's okay to have it purely based off of merit. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have to think about that.
We're getting both sides out here, so. Hi, man. We're doing a video for the news. Can I ask you a question? No?
What's that?
We're just going to ask, like, after Trump won, these companies are rolling back DEI. I just wanted to know your thoughts. Is that okay?
I'm disappointed.
Can you say why? Because we want to get the every perspective of it. So
because we're back to square one.
I mean, there's no, there'll been no change, no change. We'll just go back. The people spoke. They don't care about inclusion. You know, this country doesn't care. Racism is alive and well.
Yeah, so, but people that have said, I spoke to some black people that said that it's okay to have it purely based off of merit. Is that, what do you think about that?
Did it work before?
In the past?
Has it ever worked?
I'm asking you, what do you think?
No.
No?
Why do we continue to need it if it had worked?
Well, maybe we don't need it. That's what the other perspective is saying, that we don't need it. That's why I want to hear your perspective. Why do we need DEI?
We need all of it. We need all of it. Because it hasn't worked on merit. People of color have not been able to get there just on merit. And if you, you know, they put you in a box no matter what.
Yeah. Do you believe that if you're not white, that you should be getting favoritism in the hiring process? Do you believe in that?
Do I believe that you should get favoritism? No.
Okay.
I believe that you should get what you work for and what you earn.
Yeah.
One, that makes you feel good about it. Right. But secondly, I don't think anything is given, honestly. Yes. And I think DEI, you know, I don't want to just sound too reckless about it, but it's like, a lot of people have just put the concept on just, oh, they're rolling back DEI, but are people actually qualified for these jobs? Like, you know, let's make sure you're qualified for the position before you could, you know, give somebody some, like, I mean, obviously there's like, you know, there's gaps in education, there's gaps in financials, there's other ways you could get ahead and other ways people are behind, but it's like, you gotta be fit for the job first.
So do you think that more money should be placed in education versus the DEI programs when people have already gone to school?
You know what would be an interesting concept? Instead of it just being DEI money for people for, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion, let that be toward programs where people can actually focus on personal development. Because if you just focus on that, if you can focus on just focusing on you getting better at whatever it is you're doing, if it's you recording and getting good at content and getting good at interviewing people, coming up with nice quality questions, you're going to be chosen over a lot of people.
Right.
And I'm in that phase now. It's like, I have this product of mine that I'm trying to put out, and it's like, how can I stand out from other people? Because if I just put out another product, I'm just another guy.
Right.
And my whole concept is putting things out with a story behind it. So I've come to a conclusion where I'd rather put the money on the side and actually, you know, create an experience for somebody to where it's all about value and not about that price. So my thing is, like, I had to go through that the hard way. I'm 28 after the military. I had to figure out, like, nobody's coming to save you.
Right.
Nobody's coming to save you. If you're going to invest into yourself, all that diversity, equity, and inclusion won't even be a topic for you, at least, if you're that person who focuses.
You're an entrepreneur, so you don't get DEI.
I don't.
You compete against everyone else on
a fair
playing field.
That's true.
So do you believe that employees should work the same way? It should be the same way for them?
I don't have nothing against DEI. I just don't want it to be DEI to where it's DEI is the main focus on it. You still got to focus on yourself. You can't rely just on the DEI. You know, if a company decides to roll back, now what? Are you screwed because the company rolled it back?
If you have 10 resumes on your desk, do you believe that skin color should not be part of it?
I think who's ever best fit for the job gets the job.
Right.
Whether it's a male, female, black, white, Asian.
But that's against DEI, though. Because right now, DEI, in hiring practices, it's giving special treatment to people who are not white and not Asian.
I disagree. See, that's the conflict there, right?
Yeah,
that's especially as an entrepreneur. That I don't want to hire nobody who's not fit just because, you know, it's not, you know, if somebody white, black show up at my, you know, to get hired, I'm not going to pick one based off of if they're white or black just because I need somebody black or white in my workspace.
Yeah. So with Trump coming into office, a lot of the big companies have rolled back DEI. What are your thoughts on that?
As like somebody who would fit the DEI description, I think it's a poor idea, but then again, it's hard to tell whether DEI is being executed well in the company as well.
Yeah. I see that a lot of these companies, they don't include Asian Americans as DEI though. So do you think that Asians should be included in DEI?
I don't necessarily say that Asians should be included in DEI.
Yeah.
Obviously, I do count Asians as people of color,
and
it would be nice to see us included, but I do understand why people might not agree with that as well.
I know Asians perform very, very well in school, so do you think that special treatment should be given hiring practices toward Asians, even though Asians perform very, very well?
I do believe in equality, and I think that Asian Americans, even though often high performing, do still deserve an equal chance, and it shouldn't really matter whether what race you are.
I agree.
Your background.
I've seen some data showing discrimination, honestly, toward Asian Americans that over, like, overperforming quotes for, like, for example, in software engineering, it's predominantly Asian Americans. So, do you feel like it's discrimination if there is DEI that, you know, favors people of color that are not Asian?
No, no, I don't believe that at all. I think that, you know, DEI offers chances to people who are maybe more so underrepresented than Asian American people. So, yeah.
But aren't those chances that now Asian Americans don't have because they're getting favored against? Or no, you don't see it that way?
I don't see it that way. Okay. I do think, like, everybody deserves an equal opportunity, and it's true. Asian Americans, like, do get a lot of opportunity, so I think it's fair to say, like, other
so you believe
minorities.
It levels the playing field.
Yeah, I do believe awesome. That. Yeah,
I appreciate the perspective. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye bye. So with Trump in office, about to be in office, a lot of these companies are rolling back DEI. What are your thoughts on that?
I think my thought is that everybody has something to contribute.
Okay.
It's unfortunate that only people who are able-bodied from a certain place or a certain walk of life, that their opinions are the only ones that have value.
Okay, so you think that hiring practices shouldn't be based on purely merit, that there should be other variables?
I mean, merit is an important part of it, but I think that there's a lot of internal biases that people maybe don't realize that they have, and it's important that everybody is on an equal playing field. And if they're at a disadvantage, we have to raise people up who are born into a disadvantage to be at a place where they have equal opportunity.
Okay. All right. So after Trump's gotten into office, these big companies are rolling back DEI. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's unfortunate because, like, DEI is obviously very important. I think to some extent, maybe, like, there was too much of a push and we went, like, so much into, like, the direction of, like, diversity that it felt too intentional. But it shows how much people don't care. Like, business is business and people, like, don't care, you know? Like, if you don't need to have DEI, if it doesn't really matter to the government, they probably won't do it anymore. So that's kind of what it shows. Like, companies aren't really that loyal to the social cause unless it matters for their money.
Okay, so you believe that the government told them that they had to do that?
I think, yeah, like, I think it was just so clear that with certain administrations, like, there's a push to have more diversity. And it's more of a liberal thing, you know, for people to, like, care so much about, like, representing LGBTQ or representing, you know, like, people of color, that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
How would you like to see DEI implemented in companies?
I think it just comes naturally. It should come naturally. How it should work is that people's qualifications what matters the most, and you'll end up having people who are diverse all the time. Like, it's just going to happen.
Yeah. So you want hiring to be specifically based on merit alone, would you say?
For the most part, yes. I mean, I think companies can, at times, like, if they're looking around and say, like, wow, we only have one of a certain, we only have, like, this certain kind of group represented here, like 90%, then you can start giving more weight to people who are diverse. But generally speaking, I think that the aim should just be to hire off of merit, like, mostly off of merit. Yeah.
Okay. So, but you do believe in exceptions?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, I think eventually, like, you can end up in a workplace where it just becomes too much of one thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
I spoke to some people around Times Square. One person said that it's kind of a form of discrimination if it's like 90% white and then you get a black person to be in the job just because they're black. So what do you feel about that perspective?
It is tricky, but it's also important because those people can also add, I mean, it depends on if the company allows, but those people can add a perspective that you never had. Like, it's very important still to have that diversity because it does actually help your bottom line, and it helps, you know, with planning for the future and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the kind of investors that you can attract or the customers that you can attract and the relationships that you can build with those customers and stuff, you know, if you have.
So mostly merit, but some exceptions. Yeah. Do you feel the same way?
I think for at least with higher ed, it is unfortunate that the programs got rolled back. I hope that there is still some work being done to at least even use, like, socioeconomic background as, like, a good indicator of, you know, trying to increase more diversity. I feel like that's a good way to still get, you know, that kind of diversity that people want. That, because I think there are some cases where just going on, like, race alone doesn't always work, but at least hope that there's still some work to kind of keep that going of making those spaces more diverse. Yeah.
What are you guys' thoughts on, so in LA, the fires, of course. So one of the fire chiefs, there is a head of DEI position, and he was being paid $400,000 a year to be head of DEI. Do you think that those positions should exist?
I think, it's hard for me to say because I don't know, like, everything about their accounting and all that stuff, but I think it's justifiable if you can show that it mattered that much. Like, if you can show people that, hey, it had this much of an impact that we think it's worth that, because $400,000 is a lot of money. If you can show that it was worth that, then it's fine, for sure. But otherwise, like,
and what otherwise, would make it worth it? Like, if you saw, like, you know, because they're in the fire department, so if they put out more fires or something like that?
That's a really good question. I'm not entirely sure, honestly. I mean, if you could show, for example, that you were able to maybe increase how many people in a certain demographic, like, were interested, if it was a case where, like, less people are interested in firefighting and then you were able to drive up attention or something.
More
or people,
total,
like,
applicants from...
Right.
Okay.
Or if they had, like, an impact on the community, like, if you had programs that, you know, helped, like, kids, you know, go to school or whatever it is that you were able to do, like, stuff like that. Okay, fine. Like, if you're able to take people out of unemployment, whatever it is, like, that would show. Yeah.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much. My name's Nate.
Thank you, Matthew.
Nate. Nice to meet you. Great to you guys. Enjoy your day. Trump's getting into office and these companies are rolling back DEI, so I wanted to get people's opinions out here.
Okay. Like,
what you think? Yeah, tell me. So, do you feel like DEI should be a thing in the workplace?
Why don't you tell me what DEI is?
Okay, yes, absolutely. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. So, basically, special hiring practices, favoritism toward people who are not white and Asian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I think they should be a thing?
Yeah, do you think that should be a thing, that, like, favoritism toward people that are not white and not Asian? Or do you believe that hiring should be specifically on merit alone?
I can see both sides.
Yeah.
I can see why people would and wouldn't.
Yeah.
So that's a really hard one.
Yeah.
I could see why they should exist, because there are a lot of unrepresented ethnicities and communities, and I could see why people would be against it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of where I sit with a lot of things lately, it's like, I don't think I even have an answer. There's so many case to case. What do you think?
I believe it should be based on merit alone, because I think businesses they make money. Their job is to make money. So I think you should go based off of purely qualifications. I think there are many black people who are very qualified, and there are also white people who are qualified. And I think that it is a form of discrimination if a white person or an Asian person doesn't get a job, even though they're more qualified than the opposition. That's my point of view.
I could totally see that.
Yeah.
I could totally see that. Maybe, like, if we're focusing on that point of view, then maybe. Yeah.
So with Trump getting into office, a lot of these companies are rolling back their DEI programs. What are your thoughts on that?
I haven't watched the news since he got elected.
Oh, good. Yeah, fair.
I'm on a blackout.
Blackout?
Same.
You feel the same way about it?
Same way and concerned.
So these companies have rolled back DEI?
I mean, it's horrible, obviously.
It's horrible. Yeah, tell me about that. I want to hear it.
I mean, I think it's horrible, but...
Yeah. So why is it horrible?
Because they need to have those.
Was it?
Because, they're mostly doing it because he wants them to.
So you're saying, like, Meta and Amazon have rolled back their DEI stuff because Trump wants them to?
Yeah.
And why do we need DEI for these companies?
Because they need it for all companies.
Why?
For equitable hiring and whatnot.
I'll give you the other perspective real quick. So I spoke to a lot of people today. Spoke to some black people that said that they want actually hiring to be specifically purely based off of merit. What do you think about that?
I think it can still be based off of merit.
Okay. Well, how do you have both, though? How do you, because DEI a lot of the time it references to hiring practices giving preference to people who are not white.
I would be assuming, like, there's not qualified black people. Like, there's equally qualified people.
I agree,
so then they just.
So then why does there need to be DEI then?
Because
that's the controversy.
Because most people will go for, if left to their own devices, will hire the white people. Most
you,
like
you
corporate,
that
yeah.
People,
oh, yeah.
They're inherently racist.
I mean, like,
yeah, Americans, yes,
like,
absolutely.
Logical standpoint, yeah. Evolutionary theory, yeah. Like we have this like hardwired. I have the same thing you do too, probably. This hardwired biological defense mechanism to prefer members of our own in-group.
Okay,
you know what I mean. And like I work, for example, in mental health, and I have like the same issue. And these are biases, where like if I am hiring, I am more likely to like probably be more lenient toward my own. However, I agree with your perspective concerning meritocracy,
right?
Like my family got her through hard work and their own merit. Yeah. We weren't given a free ride either.
Right.
So like I fall more in like more like moderate stance,
yeah,
where both sides have viable points essentially, yeah, but there seems to be like, she's very arduous and difficult to find a common ground.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's yeah, all. If we had better schooling and better schooling like in Latino and Black neighborhoods,
yeah,
DEI wouldn't be needed. Do you know what I mean? We were funding these schools properly,
yeah,
and we actually were focusing on SAT scores and actually having them read at grade level, all of us, yeah, we would be doing a lot better.
You're talking about school,
yeah,
and about, okay, but you were referencing a defense mechanism that we like to hire people who look like us,
correct,
or are like us,
yes,
but then you're saying if school was better, which is referring to merit.
Correct.
So is it both?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's both.
Both.
I told you it was both, right?
Yeah.
Like there is like
yeah,
an in-between for
yeah,
both.
Yeah.
We're
yeah,
human, so we're not perfect,
yeah,
obviously. But I think DEI is trying to correct the wrong.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's efficacious at doing it.
Okay.
I think when people like me who look like me get hired based on our merit, as you just asserted,
yeah,
someone like you who looks at me, who probably is not too like keen on DEI, is thinking, okay, is this kid a DEI hire? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that shit does kind of like, it's jarring, unfortunately, because I got here based on my hard work,
yeah,
and I don't want anyone to ever assume that it's because of this program.
Yeah.
However, I understand how there's a paucity of people who look like me across so many f***ing sectors,
yeah,
and we're trying to fix that particular wrong. It's just how do we do it in a way we honor meritocracy and not alienate people who look like you.
Cool. Okay, so what do you think about the positions that are specifically for DEI, like manager of DEI, for example? Like the LA Fire Department has
right,
like a DEI head who is mm-hmm, getting paid $400,000 a year. Like, what do you think? Should that position exist?
I mean, it's not my business, right? I always stay in my lane or
sure,
whatnot. But however, like if the person's qualified, you have merit, you have their
yeah,
resume,
yeah,
you do good work,
yeah,
you shall know them by like the fruits that they bear, period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If she's doing a good job, gnarly. If not, then she needs to go, period.
Okay.
That's how that works.
So you want like a little bit of both. So you believe more education in underrepresented communities.
Correct.
And then you want, can you define exactly how you'd want hiring to be DEI? Like how you'd want to see hiring be done with DEI?
So like I'd like for us to like be able to essentially invest in the school systems across like disadvantaged
yeah,
regions so that
yeah,
we can essentially move away from DEI.
Okay.
Where like we don't need these programs anymore.
Okay.
That's all.
Sure.
I believe that we have the intellectual capacity as minorities to do great in this country
yeah,
and we don't fucking need DEI.
Okay.
But I understand why these programs have emerged to give us opportunities that we were essentially barred from or precluded from taking. But it's not ideal in the long run.
So you would want the programs to continue until the education is fixed?
Correct. That's
okay.
Or I would like just to focus all our money from DEI and just move it or transfer it over to our schools. Like,
okay,
why the fuck are we not reading at grade level? That's a problem,
yeah,
right? Why are we not at the same level as China and India concerning arithmetic,
okay,
right? The reason why this man made that comment, Vivek, essentially is not fully wrong. It's because we don't value education in this country anymore as we used to. Hence why the fuck DEI exists. Do you know what I mean? It's
yeah,
a byproduct of a broken system, the education system. That's all.
Yeah.
Don't give us a free ride or a handout. Educate us. That's all.
I think that last double interview shows off a very strange thing that's happened in our country, and I don't think you need me to spell it out either. If you guys want to continue watching episodes of The Nate Friedman Show, I'd highly suggest subscribing and turning on notifications because a big project is coming, and I'll see you then.